Ham said, leaning back and folding his muscular arms.
When did you go and grow up on me? It seems like just last week you were scrambling about, hiding in corners, wearing the haircut of a boy and the attitude of a mouse.
Vin smiled fondly. Do you remember when we first met? You thought I was a Twixt. Ham nodded.
Breeze nearly fainted dead away when he found we'd been talking with a Mistborn all that time. Honestly, Vin, sometimes I can't believe that you were that same frightened girl Kelsier brought into the crew.
It has been 5 years, Ham. I'm 21 now.
I know, Ham said, sighing. You're like my own children, adults before I had time to know them as kids. In fact, I probably know you and Elle better than I know any of them.
You'll get back to them, Ham, Vin said, reaching over and laying a hand on his shoulder. Once this is all over.
Oh, I know that, he said, smiling, ever the optimist. But you can never have back what you've missed. I hope all this turns out to be worth it.
Elland shook his head, finally finding his voice.
I have only one thing to say. If that dress is what the cooking girls are wearing, I'm paying them far too much.
Vin laughed.
Seriously, Vin, Elland said. The army's tailors are good, but there's no way that dress came from materials we had in camp. Where did you get it?
It's a mystery, Vin said, narrowing her eyes and smiling. We Mistborn are incredibly mysterious.
Elland paused. I'm Mistborn too, Vin. That doesn't make any sense.
We Mistborn need not make sense, Vin said. It's beneath us. Come on, the sun's already down. We need to get moving.
Have fun dancing with our enemies,
Ham said as Vin hopped from the boat, then pushed herself up through the mists. Elland waved farewell, pushing himself into the air as well. As he shot away, his tin-enhanced ears heard Ham's voice talking to Set.
So, you can't go anywhere unless someone carries you, right?
The thug asked. Set grunted.
Well then,
Ham said, sounding very pleased.
I've got quite a number of philosophical puzzles you might enjoy.
Allomantic jumping was not easy when one was wearing a ball gown. Every time Vin started to descend, the bottom of the dress flared up around her, ruffling and flapping like a flock of startled birds. Vin wasn't particularly worried about showing off what was under the dress. Not only was it too dark for most people to see, but she wore leggings beneath the petticoats. Unfortunately, flapping dresses, and the drag they created in the air, made steering a jump much more difficult. They also made a lot of noise. She wondered what the guards thought as she passed over the rocky shelves that were the natural city walls. To her ear, she sounded like a dozen waving flags, beating against themselves in the middle of a windstorm. She finally slowed, aiming for a rooftop that had been cleared of ash. She hit lightly, bouncing up and spinning, dress flaring, before landing and waiting for Elland. He followed, landing less smoothly with a hard thump and a grunt. It wasn't that he was bad at pushing and pulling, he just hadn't had as much practice as Vin. She'd probably been much like him during her first years as an Allomancer. Well, maybe not like him, she thought fondly as Elland dusted himself off. But I'm sure a lot of other Allomancers were about at Ellen's level after only a year of practice.
That was quite the series of jumps, Vin,
Elland said, puffing slightly as he glanced back toward the cliff-like rock formations, their fires burning high in the night. Elland wore his standard white military uniform, one of the same ones that Tyndall had designed for him. He'd had this one scrubbed free of ash, and he'd gotten his beard trimmed. I couldn't land often, Vin explained. These white petticoats will stain with ash easily. Come on, we need to get inside. Elland turned, smiling in the darkness. He actually looked excited.
The dress. You paid a dressmaker inside the city to make it for you?
Actually, I paid a friend inside the city to have it made for me, and to get me the makeup. She jumped away, heading toward Keep Oriel, which, according to Slow Swift, was the site of this evening's ball. She kept to the air, never landing. Ellen followed behind, using the same coins. Soon they approached a burst of color in the mists, like an aurora from one of Sazed's stories. The bubble of light turned into the massive keep as she had seen during her previous infiltration, its stained glass windows shining from the inside. Vin angled herself downward, streaking through the mists. She briefly considered dropping to the ground out in the courtyard, away from watchful eyes, so that she and Ellen could approach the doors subtly. Then she decided against it. This wasn't an evening for subtlety. So, instead, she dropped directly down onto the carpeted steps leading up to the main entrance of the castle-like building. Her landing blew away flakes of ash, creating a little pocket of cleanliness. Ellen landed beside her, a second later, then stood up straight, his brilliant white cape flapping around him. At the top of the steps, a pair of uniformed servants had been greeting guests and ushering them into the building. Both men froze, stunned expressions on their faces. Ellen held out his arm to Vin.
"Shall we?"
Vin took the arm. "Yes," she said. "Preferably before those men can get the guards." They strode up the steps, sounds of surprise coming from behind, where a small group of noblemen had been exiting their carriage. Ahead, one of the servants moved forward and cut off Vin and Ellen. Ellen carefully placed a hand against the man's chest, then shoved him aside with a pewter-fueled push. The man stumbled backward into the wall. The other one went running for the guards. Inside the antechamber, waiting nobility began to whisper and question. Vin heard them asking if anyone recognized these strange newcomers, one in black, the other in white. Ellen strode forward firmly, Vin at his side, causing people to stumble over themselves and move out of the way. Ellen and Vin passed quickly through the small room, and Ellen handed a name card to a servant who waited to announce arrivals into the ballroom proper. They waited on the servant, and Vin realized that she'd begun holding her breath. It seemed as if she were reliving a dream, or was it a fond memory? For a moment, she was that same young girl of over 4 years before, arriving at Keep Venture for her very first ball, nervous and worried that she wouldn't be able to play her part. Yet she felt none of that same insecurity. She didn't worry if she'd find acceptance or belief. She'd slain the Lord Ruler. She'd married Ellen